What's up? It's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegal? Cause I've been at it since the quarter past 8 in thick.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
All I love is Unibrow. Oh, I say, oh, 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 all I love is Unibrow.
Yo, what up? This is Questa. Thank God.
All the stars, all the hits. This is Majima's Radio.
Shop lap on my gang. You are back here. All right, another episode of the Diba Drive podcast. All right, this is Umivo Yongwengwe. Okay, yeah. You guys call me Miz. You don't have a choice. I am not alone. Okay,
yes.
Who am I here with?
You are with Ubongekile wa Kwavumisa, better known as Miss Prettyella underscore 263. And I also love to call myself Miss Candy Gouted.
Okay.
I don't know why, but yeah,
I like that.
How are you feeling, Mivs?
Listen.
Other than being cold, akubandi EPE
mdase. It's cold, but I'm wearing like internet holes.
Like ngithi drip forever ke mivuyo ke mina ngikubona ungena the
door. Listen, drip is forever, guys.
I mean, drip is definitely forever.
Exactly. So listen, we've got a lot packed for today.
Yes, we've do got a lot, but
exactly.
Before we jump into that, I just want to say happy birthday if it is your birthday today. I hope we are enjoying. I know we're amidst like the exam season, like NMU, but whatever, just make sure that you enjoy your birthday and also jump back into those books, because that degree is not gonna fetch itself.
Okay.
And if you it is your birthday today, namhlanje ke, you are sharing a birthday with Angelina Jolie, who was born Angelina Jolie. She was born on 1975, and she is a Gemini, Herbert. So some of people don't believe into that, but doesn't matter. So she was born in Los Angeles, CA, and she has turned 49 years old today.
Right.
And if you're a hip hop fan, especially it drill, you're saying UK, you know, you should know Central C.
Oh, come on.
You know
on.
Central C.
Who doesn't know him?
I mean,
come
like,
on.
I mean, so it's his birthday today. He was born on the June 4th, 1998. And he was born in London.
Obviously. Come on.
So we will, Jessity, happy birthday, man. Happy birthday, and enjoy your day.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Come on. Now let's get into the nitty gritty.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Standard. Diva Drive podcast.
Yeah.
Right? We've got the scoop of the day.
Okay.
Which is basically what's trending and making the headlines.
Obviously.
Okay. What everyone is talking about.
Yes.
Today we've got Calvin.
Listen, I know when we say Calvin, Mivuyo will just be excited.
Guys.
When we were making our way here, she was busy telling me, like, no, I'm actually taking the Calvin moment. So I was like, okay, girl, take it.
Exactly.
Take it. I won't fight with you, because you love Calvin Momo.
I love that
another
man.
11. She loves her, like, she loves him for the reals. She's not pretending, guys, like
exactly.
other people.
Guys, I'm one of those people where, like, immediately when he drops, Lalela, just one second screenshot post.
Same. I saw that on my status. I was like, hey, I knew it's Hurimivuyo. She's
guys.
Definitely. I actually knew the album by you. You posted, like, a song with Yolanda.
Yeah.
May also rest in peace.
Oh.
So I was like, yeah, definitely Calvin. Has dropped, and like screenshots. So yeah, man,
I love
can't wait for that.
We've got a lot more as well, scoop of the day, Kasana.
Okay,
but you're gonna have to stay tuned. All right, then we've got our drive spotlight, where we beam the light on someone or people making big moves.
Yes,
big money moves in the industry.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
All right, and then we've got the Diba convo standard. Okay. I'm glad you're going to have to tune in to hear what we're talking about, okay? Hint, hint, it's exam season.
Yo,
Yo.
Okay, but can you not stress the listeners, please?
We won't. Listen,
okay.
And then lastly, we've got the GQ plug, all right? Where we plug you on things going on in and around.
Yes, I mean, we're all about plugging on
the
Diba Drive.
Definitely.
Yeah,
all right.
So why not?
Exactly. Now let's get it. started. Okay, let's get it simmer in Madiba's Radio, where we connect, inform,
and engage.
And engage.
I mean, I was shocked. You see, so to Kelvin, Momo went.
I love that rhyme, first of all.
I mean.
All right. Our favorite amapiano DJ and music producer, Kelvin Momo, released his highly anticipated album, Uthando, Yamodimo, on Friday.
Oh, man.
Was I not one of the people who stayed up till 12 on that day?
You lie.
I'm telling you. I was on Apple Music like.
Really?
I'm telling you. Eyes cocked out. I'm telling you.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet, Shem. That is really so sweet. Like, that shows how much you guys love Kelvin Momo. And for the fact that you guys are not pretending. Because we've seen some pretenders. They be like, they love Kelvin Momo.
Oh,
but we know them, Khuri. They listen to the other.
I get you.
Yeah.
Listen, this album was like no other. Okay. Yeah. It's the standards got Kelvin Momo. So, but be amazing.
Listen. Actually, I want us to talk about the actual album. So it has like 29 songs.
Yes.
It's a lot of songs. Yes, it's a lot of songs.
I get you.
I couldn't listen to the whole entire album.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, because after you posted, I was like, you know what? Let me listen to it. I was like busy with my assignments. I was like, it's a good chill out like type of album.
Yeah.
Like with Kelvin Momo, obviously. Like,
I get you.
I had to listen. So I started listening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get and my favorite songs. So I'm the one that actually takes the number one spot has to be the one Imvula. I think Imvula or Imvula, but with Sergio and Qiniso. Man, I am so like
I heard hints of deep house. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes,
I heard hints of deep house, and I was like, Kelvin,
Kelvin is so creative on another level because
Definitely.
That album is absolutely wonderful. I haven't finished listening to it, but I am definitely going to make sure that each and every time, because 29 songs, it's a lot. So, yeah. So, Mivu, I wanted to ask you, Nim.
All right.
You're a big fan of Kelvin Momo. I know what I'm going to ask you right now. It's a hard question, but I'm definitely going to ask. So, what are your three favorite songs from this album? Your top three. Give me your top three.
From this album?
Yeah. Thato ya Modimo.
Listen. The first one.
Yeah.
Where he opened with Obuya.
So that's your number three.
That's my number one.
That's
what
your number one.
About?
Oh, I want you to count down from your top three. Like 3, 2, 1. Give me that type of vibes, please.
Okay. I'm going to end with the one Kayo Lunda. Now you know.
Oh, wow.
So back we go.
It's literally your number one song.
It is my
that
number
song
one.
Is
I'm
so
not going to lie.
That song is so beautiful.
It is very beautiful. I'm not going to lie. So I liked Imvula as well. Like a Sertrill and Kelvin Momo. All right.
So amazing.
And then I don't know what my number two would be.
Yeah. I mean, the album is so great. You can't even find your number two. I get you, girl. Yes. I get you.
But my number one would have to be Uya.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Uya Lunda. As soon as I heard her voice, my heart melted. I literally cried.
Her giggles and everything, they were so sweet. You know,
I miss her.
Same.
I miss her.
Same.
Yeah.
You know what's bad about me? Every time I listen to those type of songs, like I end up like having a little bit of tears in my eyes.
I get you.
Like, okay, why am I crying? It's just a song. No, it's not just a song. It's a Kelvin Momo song with Yalunda. Hello.
Exactly.
So, Minage, my top three.
All right.
I have a top three, guys. I finally have a top three from Kelvin Momo.
Okay.
Okay, so it has to be... the first one, obviously, it is Imvula with Qiniso Sertrill and the great Kelvin Momo.
Yes.
My second one is Mkuzeni. So it's featuring Dumb Musical Chef. That guy's also amazing in his own right, Shem.
Super talented.
So that song, it also has Ubabalwa M.
Yes.
Ubabalwa M. And also Mpini. by the amazing Tato Hadzi.
Okay.
The girl's upcoming and she's doing absolutely
yes, she's doing
the
amazing.
Good with music on the Amapiano streets. Private yes. school Amapiano, by the way.
Yes.
So, yeah, man, guys, I'm so sorry for sleeping on Kelvin Momo. I highly apologize.
Side eye.
I mean, I am so sorry.
Side eye. Oh, my goodness, guys.
I'm so sorry. But, yeah, man, congratulations. So, to, like, I was actually looking at the stats and like yeah. how it is actually doing on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
So the album has reached the top 10 on Spotify's global
I
charts.
I'm super proud of that, man.
Yes. So it's actually becoming his highest debut on the chart. It is also expected to reach like 6 million streams,
yeah.
which it has reached, by the way.
Okay.
This week it has reached that 6 million. So now he basically joined Drake, Kendrick Lamar.
How bad.
As the only artist in SA with their album to actually reach like over 1 million streams on the second
That's
day.
That's crazy.
So yeah, man. He literally like...
He's doing amazing.
He's doing amazing. And guess what, girl? Mm. The Red Bull Symphonic is coming on this Friday
don't
on the 6th.
Don't remind me because yeah. I don't have tickets.
Say
I'm not going. I'm upset.
Shame.
Oh, I'm upset.
I just hope because the tickets ran out early, yeah. right? So I really hope like next time they actually have like 2 shows a year at least. They can't have one. They can't have one.
They opened them again. And this time I was camping on the website.
Oh,
I was like,
shame.
Listen, even if I have an exam on that day, I'm going.
I was camping
on the website. And then they didn't even allow me to buy one ticket.
Oh, shucks.
Chicka sold out.
Oh, again. You. So you can imagine now with the new album.
Listen.
The Red Bull Symphonic. It's literally gonna be fire.
I don't even want to imagine him playing Ubuya with Yolanda's voice in the background.
And the instrumentals from the actual symphonic.
Listen,
guys, your violins,
your bass guitars.
Babes. Oh my word. I literally cannot wait for the people to post on TikTok so
Same.
I can screenshots and like download and post on my status.
Yes,
because Kelvin Momo is the GOAT.
Oh, we love that man, guys.
Yeah, we love him. We definitely do.
All right, scoop of the day, Sky Shape.
Oh, hi. Got a yazinji. Hey,
what's going on there by that side?
Yo. About Shebeshit. Hey, okay. So the thing with Shebeshit, name. Shebeshit was caught drinking and driving again. So Shebeshit has once found himself at the center of controversy after a video emerged of him actually showing him behind the wheel.
Oh, no.
After behind the wheel, allegedly under the influence while speeding and showing off his car. So, putupindo land any GTI foods, Paul. Lele, but remember, there was like a whole disaster last year. He lost his daughter.
I remember.
Yes. Through Yona, reckless driving.
Mm.
So now we're here again, like with the same
Why
story.
Why are we here again?
That's what's going on with Shebeshit, guys? What's going on? You know what I actually thought about when I actually saw the story? I was like, maybe he's going through something. Because like, what is the actual reason for you? You supposed to have trauma. I'm not saying that he's supposed to be, but like you lost your daughter from drinking, from driving recklessly. Right?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be scared on getting on the road while drunk even worse and driving, speeding even worse? So I was so surprised. And that's what actually came into my mind. He's going through something.
But listen. South Africa needs to stop this negative stigma against counseling or therapy because therapy and talking about your feelings would be great as compared to driving under the influence.
And also the stigma when I'm evil, you're often saying that men aren't supposed to be actually speaking out.
Yeah.
Men aren't supposed to be like, sensitive of somehow and be like, oh, I'm actually going through this, you know,
yeah,
and tearing up.
Mm.
We must get rid of that, people. We must actually make sure that if someone is going through something or maybe something has happened to them, let's make sure that, yes, speak up, man. You won't die, actually. You won't die.
You literally will not.
Mm, because there are some people who are willing to help. There are actually helplines. You can actually call those people. They are there to listen to you. And besides, man, if you're head NMU, make sure that you also do visit the Mthonjeni Wellness Student.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So if you're actually going through something, just make sure that you talk,
listen, please. Listen, get it checked out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't try and check it out with a car or with punching or
please.
Guys. Hey,
hey,
go in on. Fact, abantu abaspitayo nje bangenzela isicefe mina.
Yeah, because you're also putting the lives of other road users at risk. You're not putting your own life.
Yesterday, I was walking from somewhere to back to Resne.
Yeah.
Manje, there's this car.
Yeah.
There's this person that I saw the first time Mabone Ngisiya to where I was
to
going.
To that place you were going, yeah.
A speeder man.
Oh, man.
Within campus. And I'm like, guys,
you can't be speed. Oh, gosh.
Why speed?
Guys.
Then I'm walking home now, and I'm crossing the road.
Mm-hmm.
And in the cross, I'm zebra crossing.
Yeah.
It's not illegal. Yes. All right?
Yes, it's yes. not. You're supposed to actually stop when someone exactly. is crossing. Yeah.
This guy left the roundabout. And immediately after the roundabout, he sped. Literally, I'm telling you, had I not moved fast,
He was going to hit
bump
you.
Into me.
Oh, shucks.
When you see Sanjay Sim Dag, and I'm just like,
bro, come on. You
don't get to do that.
You don't. Guys, even the pedestrians are allowed to use the road.
Yes.
It's not yours just because on Unepolo or
a campus.
Come on.
For students.
Come on.
And I saw that guy like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, shucks.
Guys, no.
I know that. You know, some people, guys, that is some sort of disrespect. I'm sorry, but I have to say that. Because what do you mean? Are you going to just speed? We are born and get zebra crossing.
Exactly.
Why aren't you allowing me to cross and then for you to pass? Because it's clearly, Uguti, we're supposed to actually do this.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why gune zebra crossing, guys. Can you sasfunda nga grade 3?
Guys,
I mean,
why is speed nga ahead?
Bro.
People just
I'm
don't
sorry
care
for that girl. But I mean, you're here. You're safe.
Oh, so I'm safe by the grace safe. Of God. Guys.
By the grace of God.
Listen.
All praises to him, by the way.
All
praises to him. So what else do you have for us?
Lalela, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
The spotlight is on Scott's My Attitude.
Oh, hi. Nang no mo yene drama ya kaze South Africa guys. No man.
Listen,
no.
Our musical artists need to be revisited.
Yes.
I think we've made some
ama
of the wrong people famous.
Yes. You know, my friend usually says that I'm a pedi. Because why are you Scots man? You're going to say that guy me boy.
Lalela. I'm Scots Mapuma, ne?
Mm.
He had an event
okay.
in Mozambique.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Manje, there are reports that are confirming that he was briefly held in a police cell following an alleged no-show at a major children's festival over the weekend. Ne?
Okay.
Listen, the incident has sent ripples across social media, raising concerns about the artist's recent professional conduct. And I'm not going to lie.
Oh, man.
For me, it was a side eye because we haven't been having the best time with this man. This man has been horrible to his fans.
He has been. And you know what? I actually like what came across my mind. I was like, you kind of says I'm right. Because like, bro, you've been mean to South
exactly.
African people. Why am I just saying Mozambique?
Mind you, guys, even if Ibi Vakala a reason why he didn't show up, it still would have been kind of a side eye because how...
Yeah. Siamas pelatino Scots.
Yes, this Gendu after his Gendu. Ow.
Yo.
Ay.
That was quite bad, man. And you know, when he actually replied, he said that, hey, they should have treated me well, my friend.
I heard that.
I was like, Scots.
And I was like,
Scots.
Side eye.
Side eye, man. Side eye. And you know what were people commenting? They were saying, so do you get arrested in Mozambique if you actually arrive late at a festival?
I'm like, right. Yeah. Right.
So is it that like, imtetho yakhona, is it that tight?
But mamela mntase, it's a national children's day festival.
So it was really important, obviously.
It was important, one. Two, I don't get how he would say, they should treat me better.
Mm-hmm.
Following the press release where he was like, they should have, they were trying their best to make it to the event, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He should have mentioned it at the press.
Yes, he should have. He should have. He should have. But
had
what
he
was
mentioned
the
it there? It would have been relevant. He didn't mention it there.
So basically, what was the reason for him to actually arrive late? Was it flight issues or something?
He said it was flight issues. There was something that they were busy with, so they arrived late. And he was like, "Better late than never."
Wow! Ushanjal.
Ushanjalo.
Sorry, Scott.
Why is better late than never?
Scott seems to forget that that is not South Africa.
No,
that's Mozambique, guys. Yo. That's not South Africa. South Africa, we would have just let him. But that's Mozambique, guys. Yes, different rules apply
exactly.
There, not like in South Africa. So, Scott's shame.
Nyamoyika mina pho.
Hey, nami nje sengqana nokuthi mangihlangana naye ngicela isithombe ngazangiphoxe. Yo, so is like after that old press conference thingy, before all of this happened,
yes.
Right? So he posted on Instagram IG on the 29th of May. I think it was Friday. Was it Friday or Saturday? I'm not sure.
All right.
So he posted that he shared on his Insta, basically, that he bought himself a nice BMW. A BMW, basically. So about the BMW, actually, BMW. BMW M4.
Okay.
And a double-story house. So a big congrats on him.
Congrats, Shem.
Yeah, congrats, because I'm at least...
but he mustn't be a no-show.
Yeah. Scott's, But we love him. We love him. We love you, Scott.
How you went to long?
How you shy? Yeah.
And I says, yeah, come, mame.
Oh, Siamtanda.
As much as in Turkey's,
he's just that one person you can't get over.
Yes, I'm not gonna lie.
Let's not speak about people you can't get over.
That one ex. Oh my goodness. Manje ke masithi roll back in. Okay.
All right, yes, please.
Tiba convo.
Okay.
What is our conversation about today?
Okay, so Diva Convo, we are getting to a question of Etienne. Is it late to save the semester during this exam season? Do you think it's late though?
Shiver me timbers.
Yo.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's late.
It's not late. It's not late.
It's late if you didn't meet your DP. Aye.
Hey, last week, the stresses.
Listen.
I should get a good IT student, ITS, and got tangies of being bewa in Conella because the marks are out. Guys, don't tell me, I'll check it my
own time.
And
there's always that one person who's writing in the group chat.
Yo,
marks are out.
Abandi,
test 2 marks are out.
Abandi, kapugi, sikanje, because why? Ustjelan. You are stressing us on another level.
Exactly.
So it, basically here we're discussing ways about the ways that we are supposed, like, how do we deal with the exam season actually, and also the exam stress and the ways that we can actually be productive during the exam season. So how do you deal with stress, the exam stress actually?
How do I deal with exam stress? Okay, first of all, I think in the period where our bali kona, ne?
Yeah.
Because there's obviously like a week or a few days where like our bali kona.
Yeah.
I think you just need to take one day at least to rest.
To rest.
So that ungabi burnt out.
Yes, because we can't afford that blackout during the exam.
The last time I had a burnout, my body failed me. Shut her down. Eh?
You lie.
I'm telling you.
I've never had those before. I've heard people in high school complaining, yeah. Yo, guys, I had like a blackout. And I'm like, the guys, you need blackouts. I mean,
guys, it's a real thing.
It is a real thing because I've seen people like panicking over it because guys, I had a blackout. I literally don't remember anything that I've studied during the exam whatsoever. So, wow, okay. So you just saying that you just take one day. Yes. And rest. Okay.
Rest. Mm. And then study. However it is that you see fit to study, whether when you are like a cue cards kind of person, I know I am, okanye ungumuntu who feels better when they rewrite everything from the textbook. I don't know how you guys do it, but you can do that.
Speaking of not knowing how people do things.
Yes.
See those people that study while listening to music. I'm Nakasnyang Dita.
I'm one of those people. And we always end up singing.
Yes.
And not studying.
Me, when it's time for music, I'm listening to music. I can't study with music, guys. I'm sorry. Like, when I am studying, I prefer silence. Like, because I'm that one person who likes to, when I'm studying, like, let me present as if, like, I'm the teacher.
Okay.
I'm teaching someone, maybe, like, ghosts in my
room. I get you.
And then write a few things down. That's how I prefer to study. So how can I actually try to speak out and at the same time I'm listening to music? So to the people who actually listen to music while studying, I guys, shame.
If you're studying specifically maths, it's good to like listen to opera or like those.
Really?
I've tried.
I've tried. It doesn't work, Mivuyo.
Guys.
It doesn't work.
I've never tried it.
You've never tried it.
But I heard of someone who did. And they did well.
Wow. It actually worked for them. Wow. I can't actually relate, guys. Me, I'll end up singing.
I get you.
I'll close off my book. I'll turn it on to full blast.
Okay.
And I'll just dance. That's all. I won't.
No, same.
I won't.
Manja, how do you study? Or how do you like?
Me, I just panic, shame. I won't lie.
How?
I'm a panicker, guys. Like, I was like thinking about this. Like, most of the time I'm panicking. Okay.
Manja, how do you study if you're panicking?
I'm like, okay, I need to get this right. Okay. Like, I can't afford to fail
right
now.
I get you.
You know? I'm always panicking. That's one thing about me. But at the same time, I always get things done.
I get you.
I always get things done. Yes, I'll panic. Oh, guys, there's an assignment. You see, like, I had an assignment that was due on Monday.
Shucks.
The 2nd of June, midday. So, it was not coming together, man.
Oh, no.
It was not coming together. I'm like, oh my word, I'm supposed to be like submitting. And worst of it all, like my roommate is actually leaving. So she's done with her test.
No way.
She did not have any exams. And I'm here. Everyone is just happy. I'm the gloomy one because I literally have an assignment to finish up on.
Oh, no.
I am writing on Friday. So now everything is just too much for me. I'm like, these guys are so happy. I so wish to them. Today she was packing. Like yesterday night, she was busy with her packing.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at her like putting her clothes in the suitcase. I'm like, wow, guys.
Oh, guys.
These guys are living my dream. Because it means I'm going to feel like my kids at end. But it's fine, guys. I mean, for me, that's how it is.
I get you.
I had stress, but at the end of the day, I am definitely getting the job done. Because that's what I need to do. That's what I'm here for,
Exactly.
You know? So, yeah.
Get that degree, girl.
Yes, we're here to fetch those degrees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, gay. With all that being said, we don't know how each person studies.
Yeah.
We don't know how each person, you know.
But many, when I'm Ivuyo, have been studying with music. I've seen some people like.
And I get them.
Like when I go to the study area at my race, I'll find people with headphones on, listening to music. Others, they're just scribbling down notes, you know, seeing that, okay, they're actually studying, they're actually serious. And then there's me, who's the actual radio.
Hey.
I'm so sorry,
guys.
If I ever disturb you while you were studying, shame. It wasn't my intention. It wasn't really my intention. Yeah.
All right. Mm. With that being said, though, mm-hmm. good luck to everyone who's writing exams.
Yes, good luck, guys. Listen. Don't be like me. Don't panic. Don't panic. Relax, guys. Just take it one step at a time.
Honestly.
Relax. Kona Oga poster once posted on my on WhatsApp status and said, oh, engingakufundanga kuphuthele. Ayike bekuphuthele shame if ungakufundanga.
Yo, ay bandla. Ifuna lento ube calm.
Yes, it needs you to be calm.
Whatever you didn't study, you know that you didn't study it. Why panic?
Yes, don't panic.
Relax. Walk into that exam room like a boss.
Yes, and pray. And guys, can you please stop this thing of actually inviting God when we about to approach the exam season? Like, guys, it doesn't work. God doesn't work like that. Please, try praying every day. Every day. Like, from now on, towards the second semester, try praying every day and just putting everything to God, you know? And then, listen, everything will just go smoothly. But most of all, don't panic. That's what I'm trying to say.
Don't panic.
Yeah. Don't panic. You are trying to avoid a blackout. Study, but don't overdo it. When you're tired, make sure that you do what you rest.
Oh, definitely.
Not forced.
Oh,
don't
definitely.
Don't force. Do not force. Hey, saying is do not force. Do not force.
Yeah, man.
Make sure that you just take your time. We are funda. And yeah, everything will just
work out how it's supposed to.
Yes, it'll work out. It'll definitely work out.
Oh, definitely. You're Ziyabanda, but there's an exam room, but it's fine.
It just adds more, that more panic, that feeling of panic because it's so cold. Why is it so cold?
Mina, I don't like it when someone looks at my exam paper.
Same. Like, exam paper. Guys, please don't do that. Please, and the invigilators, can you at least can you be less intimidating?
Oh my goodness.
Miss Pageli iloku iguababa or something. Cause it's so hard, guys. It's so hard. Like you can't even concentrate because someone is concentrating on you. So please. But if it happens that you're feeling overwhelmed here in NMU, just go to Mtonjeni Student Wellness.
Oh, yes,
they actually
have
programs there to actually help people who are struggling with anxiety, depression, maybe you're just anxious about the whole exam thing. Relax, just take a breather. You are going to pass. You are definitely going to pass. Trust me, you are going to pass and you're going to get that degree.
Eventually, no matter how long it takes.
Yes. As long as you're determined, by the way. Because it depends on that, Mivuyo. You know, it's all on that. Like, you're determined. You're pretty sure of what you want in your life.
Don't give up.
Yes, don't give up, man. It might take a long time.
Yeah.
But as long as you just keep you're just pushing.
You
are definitely going to get that degree.
I love that, Tisana. Manje,
I
want things to do in Kabeja. I'm tired of sitting in my room. Like, I have a huge space between now and my exam. So what can I do?
Listen, babes, there's a lot of things you could do. I mean, we're in JQ. Hello. We're in Kabeja. We have the beautiful beach, King's Beach.
Oh,
man.
Yes.
By the way, I haven't been to the beach ever since I came here.
Ngizokushaya.
And I am... Listen, Ngizokushaya.
Oh my goodness, girl.
I mean, but like one thing about GQ, does have like a weather that's quite unpredictable.
It is unpredictable.
But it is cold. But man, if it happens that it gets a little bit like warmer, I might just go. Because I mean, GQ is amazing. Just besides the beach, we have a lot of things. But what's coming up, Mivuyo?
Okay,
we have the Youth Day Block Party.
All right.
Yes, the Youth Day Block Party. It's just a day packed with entertainment and fun headlines. Listen, there are people that are going to be headlining. I want you to listen to this. You know, Vagra Deep.
Yes.
The fairy guy.
Guys.
Listen, he's coming to GQ, guys.
No.
I am so stoked. I am so stoked. And also there is also Mila Rose. So I can't wait, man.
I can't wait.
So basically, this is happening on the 15th of June.
All right.
Saturday, a roof garden bar, actually, and Black Box. So doors open at 12 p.m. And I'm a tiki-tiki akala ku 100 rand. So it's no under 18s allowed. So aye, if you're under 18, please stay at home. You're not allowed. I'm
make
sorry.
Friends with your...
Yes, please. Oh, that's please. Really quite important. But for the other people... Guys, let's go to the Youth Day Block Party.
I'm dragging you there.
I'm actually coming along for the first time. Guys, I mean, I've been through a lot. Shame. I've been through a lot.
What the heck? Oh, my goodness. What the hell? Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Oh, and also, tomorrow, listen, girl.
Is it first Thursday?
Yes.
Shucks.
It is first Thursday. Guys, we're in June and it's the first week of June, which obviously means it's first Thursday.
Oh yes,
my favorite. Angazi ukuthi how come is it my favorite, because I haven't attended it, but it is my favorite.
But listen, the videos on TikTok. And so forth.
Yes, so basically people should be on the lookout for on Thursday, this coming Thursday, like Iksasa on the 5th of June for first Thursdays.
Yeah.
So this basically takes place on the first Thursday of each and every month.
Okay.
And the vibe there, darling, it is very, very amazing. Apparently, listen. I mean, the videos on TikTok actually say so.
Yes, they do.
It's quite really amazing. Bro.
That's the one thing that enticed me. And I was like, listen, I mean, where there's amazing food and drinks, I'm there.
I love that. I love that. So,
guys, I saw Balkan Burger.
Yes.
They looked amazing.
I love the content Balkan Burger has been serving.
Same.
As I love it.
Listen.
I love it.
Balkan social media manager.
Yes. Like, that guy's on a streak.
Honestly.
Because, like, what do you mean? Like, your burgers, guys, look amazing. But the content also is amazing. So I really love that.
Also,
really,
on the day, they do this really fun thing where they're like, if they don't give you your burger within a minute, you get it for free.
You lie.
Young guys give me a number freebie.
I mean, who
I would
doesn't
choose
like freebies
the most
before?
Difficult thing on there and just be like, and then, bale nam. 1 minute, 10 seconds late. Oh my goodness. No, but the food looks amazing and the drinks.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
And the vibes.
The vibe. So basically it's just students. Well, it's not only like reserved to students, but mostly students go there, like students
and young
from
adults.
NMU, Yen, young
I
adults.
I get you.
So it's really amazing. I mean, I usually like I actually got introduced to First Thursdays. I was busy scrolling on TikTok. I'm like, okay. And then First Thursdays, I'm like, actually, like the actual scenery of the whole Duncan Village type vibe, I really love that. So I was like, same. Oh, this first Thursday, like, where does this take place? And then, like, I found out a month later, it actually takes place where I live nearby. So I live in town.
Yeah.
And Duncan Village is literally just a few walks away from where I live.
Insane.
Yes. So I was like,
Manjinungai.
I can't attend, bruh. I'm writing on Friday.
Oh,
priorities.
Shucks.
See, now I have to prioritize. Like, I was actually planning. I had a whole outfit planned out.
Oh, no.
And then it clicked to me when June started. I was like, damn, I can't go.
Oh,
why?
No.
Because I'm writing on a Friday.
Shucks.
Okay. It's fine.
It's fine. There'll be another first Thursday.
I mean, I wish there was also a last Thursday.
Hey, Banj.
I so wish there was a last Thursday, but it's fine. So there, guys, there's usually food trucks, thrift stalls. So if you like thrifting.
Yeah.
I mean, thrifting is so amazing because we get to like buy clothes that have been used. And some of us are so creative that we recycle them. Like we make them into something new
Definitely.
And vibrant. So that is what I love about young people actually, who actually thrift, because we're able to basically take in donje that's just donje simple that has been used, that doesn't have value anymore, and we add value into it.
Ngifuna ukuba njalo, ngifuna ukuba DIY berry.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, why Why not? Yeah,
why not?
And also, there is good music that is being shared there. I've seen like some live music.
Yes, they've got a live music kind of thing. It looks very nice.
It looks really nice, man.
It kind of reminds me of Ikremstan Festival in its prime. Yes.
I've heard of that before.
Listen, it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
I haven't been in years. I'm not going to lie.
Does it still happen?
I think it does. I think it does.
There are a lot of things happening here in the Eastern Cape, but we're focusing on the First Thursday right now. Oh, so yes. There's also a cafe. The cafe is called the Heritage Cafe, which you can order from. So if they like, we don't like the food from the full stores, which I don't see how that might happen because I'm pretty sure the food is nice. So you can also order from the Heritage Cafe. And if you're a student, as I've said before, like you're definitely going to enjoy it there because it's usually a student crowd.
All right.
So you're definitely going to enjoy it. It really looks like a really nice, let your hair down type of chill type of vibe.
All right.
So I really... really like it. So guys, please make sure that you go and attend tomorrow. If you don't have anything or any responsibilities, maybe tomorrow. It starts at 3 p.m. and it goes up until late. So make sure you just go there, let loose, have fun.
Oh yeah.
And socialize, man. Nothing more important than socializing with other students. Like that is always like emphasized in one of our classes.
Man, just say teen social bitch.
I won't get a charge in pale.
Ah, bo.
Charge in, guys. Manje,
my depleter is eating.
It's Patani Power Bank. Before you come on, I'm trying here. Hello.
Oh, my goodness, girl.
Yeah.
I manje.
So, yeah, okay. So, before we end it off, so today it's the the 4th of June, right?
Yeah.
So it's basically, there's an observation that is being observed internationally, not here in South Africa. Like, we don't have any holidays today, so it's just a normal June 4th. So, but internationally, it is the International Day of Innocent Child Victims of Aggression. So this day is actually a reminder to reflect on the impact of violence and abuse on children and to take action to protect their rights. Additionally, June 4th has history and a historical significance, rather, including the beginning of the Battle of Midway in 1942 and the Tiananmen Square Massacre in 1989. So, yeah. Guys, that let's love our children. Yeah, it's quite sad. I'm sorry, guys.
Why would you do this? Like, this just... I think for me, it kind of highlights the stories that we've seen on the news about children in particular.
Bro, did you hear the story where the farmer, I don't know if I'm allowed to say white farmer, well, in KZN, which actually
ran through three children.
Yeah, through three children. That was really quite sad.
It was very sad.
And he said that he thought it was animals. Wow.
No comment because they really love animals. So I don't know.
Come on, guys. We can see children. I mean, hello. How come are they animals?
Even if it was an animal.
Yeah. I mean, why would you run over an animal?
Exactly.
Why?
I don't understand.
No, guys, I'm sorry, but this is really quite sad.
This is really quite sad.
So, guys, let's protect children no matter what. Guys, they're meant to be protected.
They are meant to be protected.
Those innocent souls deserve to be protected. It is our rights as people who are quite old. Well, not that old.
Oh my goodness.
To actually protect the kids, the children, guys. So it's our responsibility, basically.
Yes.
It's our responsibility to actually show them love, show them care, and absolutely protect them.
Oh, definitely protect them.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I love kids.
I
guys.
Say I love kids.
I love kids. Oh, my goodness.
I love kids.
Listen.
But you know where we actually don't, me and kids, like...
Yeah.
You know when they start making like a lot of noise, unnecessary noise, and they start becoming naughty, and you try like to say "hey" and be like, "No, I'm not going to do that." I'm like, "Aibo, hello, I'm the adult."
Oh my goodness!
You know, but I love them, man. Otherwise,
oh say,
I love them. Aww. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're wrapping things up now.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a really good run.
Yes,
from your Kelvin.
Man. All right. Listen, I'm going back to Race right now. I am going to listen to the album.
Oh, listen to the album.
I promise. Please. I promise on my mama. I'm going to listen to the album.
To your Shebe.
Hey, loyal, loyal. I got comeback because you know what? With Shebe, I just hope God protects him and be with him. Whatever he's dealing with, may he heal. May he become a better person. Because come on, Shebe, we love you. I mean, he's the Limpopo's finest. We love him. We love him so much.
Makes good music.
Yeah, he does. He does. I mean, what would we be without Chevy's music and groove, you know? So yeah, man, may he heal, man. May he heal whatever he's going through.
May he heal, yeah. And then Scott's My Attitude. Oh, I love that man.
Why? Scott's My Attitude.
That's his name. Wow. In the streets of social media.
Yeah, Scott's My Attitude. He's South Africa. We love him, man. We love him. We love your music. We love everything about Scott's My Attitude. Yeah, Scots, man.
All right. Then we had our Diba convo about exams. Mm-hmm. Whether it was too late to save the semester or not. Mm-hmm. Lalela, it's never too late. Mm-hmm. Better late than never.
I love that. So, guys, yeah, good luck, ne? Good luck to each and everyone who's writing. You qualified for exams for a reason. I know it was hard. Some of you, had a really hard time qualifying for those exams. But if you did, good luck. Enjoy those exams. I know it's hard to enjoy an exam, by the way. It's super hard. But please enjoy. Have fun.
Have fun. Exam.
Okay, but at least just work hard. Work hard. For these few weeks, I mean, we're about to hit July now. You know, when it's mid June.
Yeah.
You actually have the chance to go home and spend time with your family and whatsoever.
I get you.
So just make sure that you study hard for these last few weeks. It's the last push. At school, they usually told us that on metric. It's the last push. Make sure that you push, and make sure that you get that distinction.
Make sure that you pass.
Yeah, make sure that you pass.
A woman got my distinction. Get that distinction, honestly.
Okay.
Hey, guys, any plug? No new plug.
Listen, guys, please, Youth Day block party, attend on the 15th of June. E-price of my tickets, it's R100. Make sure you go and get that ticket before it runs out. I'm sure people will be just pulling all stops into getting those tickets. Mm-hmm. No under 18s allowed. Vigra Deep is there. Miller Rose actually will be there. Mm-hmm. And please, we will be there too. So make sure that you pull up so we can have fun.
Exactly. Yeah, now first Thursday. When you're going?
I book, guys, first Thursday is a great way to actually do what? Relax. Go to first Thursday. Yes. I highly recommend it. At least go for me, guys. I'm writing on Friday.
Oh, my goodness, girl.
So please just go for me.
In solidarity.
Amandla. Please.
Amandla. All right. And that is how we end off this episode.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, definitely.
I always actually enjoy with me Vuya online.
It's always the vibe.
Listen, so where can people find you on the socials?
Listen, on TikTok, I am Mivuyo N. No space. And then on Instagram, Jabs for Real.
Okay, guys, please follow the girl.
And you?
Mina, guys, you can find me on Instagram, IG at Bongegile Vumisa _ no space. And you can find me on TikTok at Miss Candy Coated _
All right.
Yeah, guys.
Lalela Begumnant.
Yes, it was so much fun.
Conversation, yeah, Shisa. I was Scott.
Scott's My Attitude.
It was super amazing. Listen, next week, same time, same place. All right. Goodbye is only temporary.
Yes, it is.
All right.
It is.
So for now, it's see you later.
Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay. Mateo's Radio.